a fine gentleman who owned a bootjack, a comb, and a very fine loose collar. The collar was interested in getting married. One day, by chance, he found himself being washed in the same tub as a lady's garter.
Ah, sighed the collar. I have never met anyone so soft and dainty and with so lovely a figure. May I ask your name? No, snapped the garter. Where exactly do you belong? The garter found the question indiscreet, so she didn't answer. Are you a sort of waistband that's worn on the inside? I imagine that you're useful as well as decorative. Please don't talk to me, snapped the garter. I have given you neither cause nor permission. Your beauty is cause enough, and it gives its own permission. Don't come near me, screamed the garter. But I am a gentleman, boasted the collar. I own both a bootjack and a comb. But the collar was lying. The comb and the bootjack really belonged to his master. Stay away from me, warned the garter. Fortunately for the garter, the collar was just then taken out of the tub, dipped in starch, and taken to hang out in the sunshine. After a while, he was taken inside and placed on an ironing board. His eye fell on the warm iron, whom he believed to be a widow. Madam, the very sight of you makes me warm, and it makes all my wrinkles disappear. Will you please marry me? Rag, snarled the iron as she rolled over him, imagining she was a steam engine pulling a train. The maid picked up the collar. She found a few loose threads that needed to be clipped. Oh, exclaimed the collar when he saw the scissors. Must be a prima ballerina. What leg movement! I have never seen anything so elegant. No human being could surpass you. I know that, said the scissors. You deserve to be a countess, declared the collar. All I have is a bootjack, a comb, and a gentleman to wait upon me. I wish I were a count. Are you proposing? Snipped the scissors. And she cut a hole in the collar, laughing all the while. The collar was worn. As a last resort, he approached the comb. He complimented her teeth and asked her if she had ever considered marriage. "Don't you know," said the comb, "that I am engaged to the bootjack?" The ruined and rejected collar was shipped off to the paper mill and placed in a rag pile, where the fine linen huddled in one group and the coarse linen stayed in another, as is the custom in this world. All the rags liked to talk because they had a lot to tell. But the collar, who loved to brag, talked more than anyone. "I was a well-starched gentleman with many sweethearts. Women couldn't leave me alone. I had both a comb and a boot jack, but I never used either of them. My first fiancée was a waistband so soft, so refined, and so beautiful, she drowned herself in a washtub for my sake. Then there was a widow who was red-hot with passion, but I abandoned her. My wound, which you can still see, was given me by a prima ballerina. My own comb was in love with me, and she cried her teeth out because of me. I have lived, but I deserve to be made into paper because of the hearts I have broken." All the rags were made into paper. But the collar had the sorry fate of becoming the particular piece of paper that this story was printed on.